Tweeted 29 minutes ago. There's a ton of buzz right now around both Cam Johnson and Dorian Finney-Smith being on the move from the Nets tonight. Keep an eye on the Kings, who continue to aggressively shop the number 13 overall pick for one or both Brooklyn's veteran wings.
Both would be crazy.
That'd be nuts.
Both
That'd
would
be real nice.
Crazy.
That'd be
you know,
nice.
Kevin Herter in the deal. I only say Kevin because he's the one we think he's going to move.
But he's Kevin the one Herter. Mike hates. Just like well, Kyle hates Keegan.
Stop.
Mike hates.
But if you, man.
I don't
be,
hate Keegan.
Be...
I believe in him and that he can be more than he's been.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
What
Kenny,
been...
That's a good Kenny Caraway spin right there.
What? And to Kyle's point, we had a conversation mainly in that playing game against the Warriors. But
well, when Malik went out, I remember your guys' conversations.
And perfectly. We said we needed this and that and this and that. And he kind of gave that.
Sometimes.
Right? As the
It's a consistency thing.
But as in that time, though, because remember one of the things we looked at, I'll pull it up real quick, it was the shot attempts. He had shot attempts. We said we needed like 18 a night.
Yeah.
He gave you 18, 14, 15, 18, 16, 14, 19, 12, 20, 12. Most of the time, he gave you the aggressiveness we were looking for in that moment. So the question really is, can he do that with Malik there? Or if Kuz is there, or Cam Johnson, or any of these, does he have that level of aggressiveness when those guys are there? And that's something that we want to see him improve on that. But the original question was Keegan Murray in this contract extension. And I'd give him that. I think he's based on how the game goes and how everything goes, I think he's earned. So far, he's on track for earning
that
contract extension.
I think the phrasing of the Kings are aggressively shopping the 13th pick is very funny.
Talk to me.
They're walking up to people and they're like, take the 13th pick! Dorian Finney-Smith and Cam Johnson, we have the 13th pick!
Sean, now!
Take this right now!
Sean, goddammit, it's Monty.
No, wait a minute. Is Monty McNair and Wes Wilcox like the people on... No, Wes Wilcox. Balls, don't even do that. Don't do this, the man's name. Don't do that.
Poor Jesse over there trying to do work. Jesse.
Yeah, I'm cutting the pod, but the game is the game.
Jesse. And the game should be, if we pause it, then it's good.
The funny part about this, there's no evidence of it, because Jesse turned around in slow motion like, what's going on over here? We're safe.
But are those two like the guys on the Vegas Strip? With the cards.
The cards, oh my God.
Oh my God.
13 pick, hey.
It's just like, it's like Jacoby Walter and Johnny Furphy and Rob Dillingham.
They're on the card.
Got the phone number on it. It's Monty's phone number. It's like 916-555-KINGS.
We'll give you a limo to our facility so you can make the 13th pick. I had to learn the hard way. They don't give you one back to the Strip.
You had to learn the hard way?
Yeah, somebody told me that. I was like, oh, we should, I was young. I was like, let's go. And they're like, bro, we going to get stranded over there. I'm not stranded.
And where'd you go again?
We didn't go.
Oh.
It was one of those places, though, that they give you the cards for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they give
you. You were going to go.
Yeah. I don't know what you think is going on, but they give you the cards for strip clubs.
Yes.
I didn't think the cards
I'm talking about are
Yeah, those are not the cards that I've been handed.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Escalade.
No, that's why I was trying to figure out where exactly you were going.
That's what I said. I don't know which, but the ones I see, they was from strip clubs.
That's not the.
That's crazy.
The thing I've gotten offered the limo to the strip club, but it's just some guy named like Bruce, and he's down on Fremont Street, and he's like, "Hey, what are you guys up to tonight?" Like, ah. Like, I got a limo down to Red Rhino.
What's the Spearmint Rhino? Ain't that the one?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Spearmint Rhino, I think. Yeah.
You would know.
Wow, you're stunningly familiar with all of this.
I've been to Vegas a lot. I haven't been to Floyd's Place, though. I think Floyd's Place is over there somewhere.
All right. This is not a conversation for draft day, but I have a question that we need to revisit. So just everybody store this moment in the back of your head. I love tweets like this. I hate tweets like this. Like, this is going to have everyone on edge for the next 5 hours.
Mm, For sure.
The wording here from Evan Sidery, I believe is how you pronounce his name.
Oh, you didn't say it was Evan Sidery. Oh, snap. Okay, go on.
Oh, no, that's funny. No, get your jokes off. That's good. There's a ton of buzz right now around both Cam Johnson and Dorian Fitz being on the move for the Nets tonight. Mm. That ties in with Adrian Wojnarowski. Familiar with him?
Yes, this is much better.
The guy who gets everything wrong.
Yeah. Is he stealing from our guy, Evan Sides?
Woj said immediately, I don't remember if it was after the Mikal tweet or before the Rockets tweet or the Kevin Durant tweet. I'm not sure where it fit in there. But he was talking about that the Nets want to they want to be a part of tonight's draft. Like they want to start immediately. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it does all kind of tie together. Of course, there is the Athletic report that came out earlier in the week about the Kings, as Kyle chuckled at, aggressively shopping the number 13 overall pick.
Take the pick!
Monty just calling every GM yelling at them.
I would like that. I wouldn't be mad at that. I want that level of aggressiveness for tonight. I want him, and I think he is. I do think he is. I don't think he needs any motivating. I think he's really trying to make it happen, but I would like him overturning every rock to try and see what he can do with this pick today and see if he can make a move that works and could elevate this team.
I believe it was Matt George who said this on Twitter, but there's that, like, okay, you get kudos for going and trying, but at some point you need results.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
And
yeah.
I don't, okay, they were close on Alex Caruso. Cool. Like, that's, I love that they tried that. Mm-hmm. But if we hear, yeah, they were close on Dorian Finney-Smith and Cam Johnson, but, you know, didn't work out a deal. I'm sorry, at some point you don't get credit for being close anymore. It's like Farhan with the Giants.
Well, you don't get credit. You don't get credit for being close, like, on anything, but I also, like, I think there needs to be a conversation about why these deals aren't happening, mm-hmm. right? And the Siakam one feels like it was simple nerves. We can't make this deal with these assets and lose him in 6 months.
Right, right.
Like, we can't do that.
I didn't even hate that. Like, I get it. I get it. I totally get that.
And the conversation around OG Anunoby may have been identical. The asking price, given where Toronto was at the time the OG, or at least the time we believe the OG conversations were happening, might have been greater. The asking mm-hmm. price might have been greater. Mm-hmm. But, like, what does it boil down to that it could – Oklahoma City, I don't want the third – not Oklahoma City. Chicago, I don't want the 13th pick. I want a player who could step in right now.
Right.
I mean, Chicago has this weird – you talk about teams, I don't know what they're doing. Like, I don't know what Chicago is doing, but hey, salute. They're trying. Do your thing.
Yeah.
It's not all on Monty, but Monty's the only one that's going to get graded in this city.
Yep.
I agree. I always look at those situations where, like you said, maybe you don't get credit for trying. In some situations, you don't necessarily get knocked for not being able to execute as well, right? Like, you've got to, at some point, understand – you need the other team, the other person, to agree to what you're trying to do. Like, you do, and you can sweeten the pot as much as you want to. Mm-hmm. If Chicago wants to make a deal with OKC mm-hmm. because Sam Presti's his boy, or sure. that's where the player wants to mm-hmm. go, or wherever, you could offer 10, 13 picks. It may not matter. You know what I mean? I do agree at some point you want to see some results, mm-hmm. but all I can really ask, the only thing that is 100% in his control mm-hmm. is him trying to make those deals.
Sure.
And that's kind of what I judge him on a little bit.
Yeah. The Kings missing the playoffs this year was a big deal.
Yes.
If they had all those other picks lined up, I think they'd be a lot easier for Monty McNair to maneuver. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see what the – I have to take a picture of it quickly because it disappears pretty quick. I wanted to see what the – it didn't happen. I didn't get it quick enough. I wanted to see what the AI synopsis was of the conversation. This is, like, low-key my new favorite part of the show.
It's going to say something about – me hating Keegan Murray.
Well, wow. The chat revolves around a basketball game.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The commentators and viewers are analyzing the players' performance and the current status of the game. Very good.
Okay.
They also mention various strip clubs.
Hey, make
nope,
this a podcast
nope,
description.
Nope. It gets better. They also mention various strip clubs, and one user offers Coke.
Whoa. Whoa.
I don't know. Sounds like a regular D'Lo and Casey episode to me.
Why did I immediately think it was Manny?
Hey, I was about to say, I could just say Manny's here.
Why did I immediately think it was Manny?
Isn't that his
the cocaine connection?
Yeah.
I think it was the crackhead connection, to be fair, but AI is cooking.
I think
the AI synopsis we got the other day was real.
Oh, the one about the car?
Yeah.
That was very spot on.
That is spectacular. I love this new AI gimmick. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. We are just 5 hours away. We're 3 hours away from the start of the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. We're carrying the draft live, right?
Yes, following D'Lo and KC. Immediately following.
Good stuff.
All right.
Would you guys be surprised if they did make a move? Because I feel like the last few years has been like, oh, they might. It just doesn't happen. Like,
would you be surprised if they did?
Yeah, what if it actually happened? Like, would you guys be a little shocked?
I'd be a little shocked. I think all of this stuff, I'd be a little shocked if moves were made.
Anytime Woj's tweet or Shams' tweet comes through and it says Sacramento Kings, he's talking about us. That's how I felt with the Malik stuff the other day.
Yeah,
it's like what?
Yeah, I'd be a little shocked because I believe a lot of the chatter today and leading up to it is just that chatter.
Mm-hmm.
Like when things actually happen,
yeah,
it's like oh snap, this actually happened. So. You know,
last night was stunning.
It was. And that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
There was no chatter building, at least that I had heard, leading up to that.
Well, Sean Marks had shut it down repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to build around him. We're looking for superstars. Yeah. We're going to build around it's our guy.
Yeah.
And then, that's not going to work. Let's try a different approach.
So I would be surprised if a move was made specifically with the Kings.
You know what we haven't talked about yet that probably deserves some time? Bryant West is going to be with us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour to talk draft picks. Is Paul George.
Mm.
Paul George, the Clippers,
mm-hmm.
maybe more specifically, Paul George and the Golden State Warriors. Mm. I heard nothing about that. Then all of a sudden, it's all I hear about. Then we started connecting dots with other things that were kind of out there, and it's like, oh, this is how all of this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting conversation. We'll talk about it. Stilo Casey, Kyle Mattson, if he wants to stay. He's stranded in Sacramento. He's coming to Tom's Watch Bar tonight. My man can't go home, sit in his backyard, and do what he does in his backyard. But he's coming through Tom's Watch Bar tonight. We hope you will too, right next to the Golden One Center for the draft beginning at 5 o'clock. We will be there immediately following today's show. So come through, hang out. Let's watch the draft together. Let's talk Kings basketball together. Tom's Watch Bar next to the Golden One Center. Much more ahead of Steelin' with KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
All right. Real quick, because we're all draft all day today. But this was interesting. NBC announced that an AI recreation of Al Michaels' voice will be part of Peacock's Olympics coverage. The feature will be implemented for the, quote, your daily Olympic recap on Peacock, which will provide fans with a customized playlist featuring highlights of the events most relevant. No, the tweet cut off. But most relevant to them from the previous day.
I wonder if the AI sounds like it doesn't want to be there either.
I thought that was interesting.
Drew Down asked a good question. Could you read that to the class? Well, Andrew Sterling asked the same question.
What's wrong with these people?
What does it say, Kenny, like for the radio audience? Peacock.
No, what's it?
It just asked a question about the app.
All right.
Kenny got no love
for
the radio.
Like a premium Peacock.
Yo!
Your voice, bro. That's not AI.
That's AI.
That's not AI. We don't utilize AI here.
AI, KC.
Only suckers use AI.
Don't do this. This guy, why does he hate Drake? It's so uncalled for. Oh, didn't Kendrick use AI? Nobody had a problem with that, though. Either.
When did Kendrick use AI?
In the video of the R Part 5.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. That was weird. No, I did not like that at all either. He was OJ. He was OJ. He was Kobe. Yeah, that was bizarre. I did not like that whatsoever. Did like the song, though. But yeah, did not like that. Saw Chris Haynes reported there's no contract extension, no talks with DeMar DeRozan. And the Chicago Bulls. Mm. The Bulls' focus, according to our buddy Chris Haynes, shout out Charlene's Beauty Supply in Elk Grove.
Big ups.
Is to find a home for Zach LaVine. Let me ask another question. How many suitors? Anybody who got Zach LaVine, hate, remove the hate from your heart. How many suitors do you think there are out there for Zach LaVine?
Not a lot.
And I'm being dead serious. Like, do we think there's like 2, 3, 10?
Less than that, though.
Less than three?
At least at that most three, could be less, I think. I don't think he really has a market.
Yeah, I think it's like 2 or 3. And I think a lot of people.
Why do you think that is?
The contract. I don't think it's an issue of his talent or what he could bring to a team. It's just, look, man, that's a lot of money. You know, and there are question marks of the guy's health. I even think that's more so than talent.
43, basically 46, and a player option. He'll be 31 when this player option hits for essentially 39. That is a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. It is, man. But I think if people were just kind of looking at the basketball aspect of it, I think, you know, he'd have a little more suitors.
What tier player is he? He's not top 10. He's not top 20, I don't think. Like, he's not a Jimmy Butler.
I think he's like a 20 to 30? Yeah, I think he's in the same tier.
Is he a Pascal Siakam type, like one of those number twos?
Why do you guys hate Pascal Siakam?
See, no, I don't hate Pascal Siakam. You might just overrate the guy.
Well, no, he's not.
He's
number two. He's one of the best number twos in the league.
I think he's on that Pascal Siakam category. I think he's on that Mikal Bridges category.
Really?
Yeah.
Zach LaVine?
I think Mikal is... I think there's more to his game than Zach LaVine. But I
don't think I forgot y'all don't like Mikal Bridges either.
Don't do that. Y'all
eviscerated me for my Mikal Bridges thoughts.
I just
thought this was a safe place, and y'all killed me for thinking.
No, we just went against the idea that you could build a team around him.
Which is clear that you can.
Yes. He's a very good number three, maybe number two.
It's clear.
Well, they tried, and
Well, the GM's an idiot, also.
Hey, Nets really had three massive blowups in like within 10 years span.
That is crazy.
Because it's still Paul Pierce, and then was 2014, I think. Then there's KD and them, and then this.
That is absolutely nuts, absolutely insane, and have nothing at all to show for it.
The Zach LaVine, he has been in winning situations where he is top one, top two guy on the team. And I think people act like that didn't happen for whatever reason. But he was that guy. He's a two-time All-Star in this league. He's only 28 years old. He has injury histories. That's the issue. But, I mean, that resume lines up with a Pascal Siakam, lines up with a Mikal Bridges. Now, right now, at this point in his career, much like I would say about Mikal Bridges, if Zach LaVine is your best player, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. But I think he's on that same level as Mikal, Pascal Siakam.
Zach LaVine was an all-star two seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two all-star games Zach LaVine's going to make. He's not making another all-star game.
Maybe so. I mean, he's 28 years old. Now, you can look at him like he's not going to stay healthy. He's not going to be in a situation to put up those type of numbers again. So you can look at it that way.
I do want to point out, though, he played 77 games two seasons ago. In the 2022-2023 mm-hmm. season, he played 77 games.
Mm-hmm.
He played 67 the year before, and I think that was an 82-game season. Mm-hmm. The year prior, he played 58 in a 72, and I believe 60 in a 72.
Mm-hmm.
And like that, I mean, he has other years that are difficult, like where he played 24 games, 47 games. Man played 82 games once. We might be overstating the injury. We might be overblowing the injury concern a little bit.
A little bit.
But I guess
it's still a concern, though.
I guess when it's, you know, $46, $47, $48 million,
yeah,
maybe there is no such thing.
Yeah, the new standard. Aside from last year, he would have been eligible for postseason awards each of the last 3 years.
There you go.
Well, 2020 and 2021 got cut short, and he played 58 games that year. So maybe you would have been there too. But the injuries are a concern. And then when you start talking foot and everything else like that, that's a concern.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's a really good ball player. And, you know, that price tag is an issue for some. For me, it's not. Like, he's not the number one guy. But if you come away from this saying, hey, we can't get Kyle Kuzma, we can't get Brandon Ingram, hell, we can't even get Cam Johnson in this situation or Jeremy Grant, but we're going to go with Zach LaVine, I'm okay with that. I think you can make that work.
I wanted to take our homework.
Sorry. It's time. It's our time. It's D-Lo and KC's time. Players are starting to walk in.
Oh, I got you. I was like, what the hell is wrong with him?
Oh, and they're talking to Taylor. What is he lying about right
lying.
Now?
Yep. He wishing he
put
it.
You know, to be honest with you, I think I could make 10 All-NBA teams. You know, I'm coming in this league with the ambitions and the goal of winning 5 to 6 world championships.
He's just wishing he had put a little makeup on. That's as soon as he saw Taylor, he was like, oh, man, I should have put some makeup on. Let's get our man Sam in here. Sam, live from Sky River Casino. Sam, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, right where you're talking, Sky River. Hey, listen, I had a couple quick things. Let me defend my Kuzma trade. I would trade Kuzma for Barnes. That's plus one to King.
We know you hate Harrison Barnes.
I would throw in Herder. That would be plus one for – I would throw in Herder because that would be plus one for the Kings because now you don't have a Monk issue. And they can have the 13th pick, and we've ended up with Kuzma, and now that's where you didn't come away with at least nothing. But the main question I was going to ask you was, and I got to run, is do you think Bronny James is any better than Colby Jones?
Do I think Bronny James is better than Colby Jones? Okay, that had a tone to it, Sam. I don't think that's fair.
Sam be letting you know where he stands.
No, he does not hide that at all. I'll say this about Colby Jones. He's an NBA player.
Mm.
Like, I mean, Colby Jones is an NBA player. Mm. Like, Bronny, as of this moment, mm-hmm. is not. So, Colby Jones is a better basketball player right now. I don't know a lot about Bronny, man. I watched him a little bit when the Sierra Canyon games were on. I wasn't going to lock into an entire USC game to see him play 5 minutes. Mm. And I'm not going to watch highlight reels of Bronny James. So I don't know what type of player he is.
I read
plenty, but
Colby Jones is also like 3 years older, I think, 2 or 3 years older than Bronny James. And that's, you know, it's crucial in development as well.
I really think Sam was just throwing shade. We shouldn't have even answered this question. he wanted it to be clear. He doesn't like Harrison Barnes, and he's sick of all of this Bronny James talk.
Bronny, I watched the Instagram video last night of LeBron working out with his sons, with Chris mm-hmm. Brinkley. And this doesn't mean anything, but Bronny jumped higher than both of them and had like this dunk where he jumped off 2 feet. It was like eye level with the rim. And I don't know, it just stood out to me. I was like, damn, Bronny can jump like that. That's crazy. Yeah, doesn't mean he's an NBA bro. Player or yeah, nothing like that.
He's an athlete. He jumped out. Yeah. Like, he is an absolute athlete.
Yeah.
But again, what does that mean? I don't know.
Yeah. I think Bronny is a NBA player, and I think he's good enough to get drafted.
So tonight or tomorrow?
He might be able to, if I'm just not where he should go or anything else like that, he's on the level of a guy that could get drafted in the first round. Okay. Will he be drafted in the first? I don't know, but I think he's got, compared to some of the names that are also like late first round, I don't think Bronny's that far off as a player from those guys, if not better than some of those guys.
I feel bad for the circus this has become a little bit because, well, not that they shied away from it. Like, they only worked out for two teams, and that was the Los Angeles Lakers and the Phoenix Suns. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you're a team that's like, hey, man, this we might be able to work with this kid. He has some traits that we really like. And you're Milwaukee, mm-hmm. or you're just an NBA team. The amount of scrutiny that you face for selecting a player at 50-something or 60 or 70-something, or I guess you can't pick at 70, but you know what I mean, mm-hmm. is absurd. Mm-hmm. And they just may think, oh, we think we could work with this kid. And, oh, the Atlanta Hawks are angling for LeBron James. They're building him a production studio in Atlanta next to Tyler Perry. All right, man. Whatever. I guess this is a kid who wants to play professional basketball.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I think, obviously, you know, Rich Paul is a master at kind of manipulating the market a little bit. And that's certainly what I think he did and they did with his workout schedule. Mm. So if it's Phoenix, it'd be interesting. If it's Los Angeles, it'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. And then you've got LeBron's thing opt out, lingering over all of this. He's due $51 million, I think. Mm. And obviously the Lakers will do whatever they can to keep him there long term. It feels like maybe they already started that process with the hiring of JJ Redick. Of course, that's just, I love the, we didn't consult with LeBron James. I love that for a very simple reason. It reminds me of the David Blatt thing. Dan Gilbert never consulted LeBron James about firing David Blatt. He doesn't have to. He already knows exactly how LeBron James feels.
There's that too.
Did the Lakers consult LeBron James about hiring JJ Redick? No. They don't have to. They already know exactly how he feels. Mm. And sometimes we get, oh, they're lying. No, they're probably telling the truth. They never called and said, hey, what do you think about hiring JJ? They already knew how he felt. Mm-hmm. And they made the hire.
Yeah.
And so what happens next will be interesting. I also think what happens next with Klay Thompson will be interesting. There is a lot of, I said Klay Thompson. I didn't mean to say Klay Thompson. I'm thinking about the Golden State Warriors. It will be. I meant Paul George. I was thinking about the Golden State Warriors and how we started there started to be like this noise around Paul George and the Golden State Warriors. And it goes back to my original feeling a year ago. I was wrong last year because I didn't think Chris Paul would finish the season with the Golden State Warriors. And I was wrong about that. What I didn't realize is they could still move $30 million worth of Chris Paul this year. And they have a deadline in which they can do it. But there's rumblings that there could be some things out there for the Warriors.
Mm. So the thing that I think about with the Warriors and with Paul George possibly going to the Warriors and everything is, why would the Clippers do that?
Yep.
Like, why?
That's the thing I'm hung up on.
Why would the Clippers, number one, you would be anticipating that there's no other draft, there's no other trade proposals for Paul George. The only one is what the Warriors have to offer. And in return, you'd be getting Chris Paul and Looney. And they'll take that. Even if you put put my boy Jonathan Kuminga in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think that gets like, nah. I'm talking about me. I wouldn't make that deal if I was the Clippers with the Warriors. Like the Warrior, for me to do a deal with the Warriors, they have to come with a trade proposal like the Knicks did to the Nets that I just can't refuse. And I don't think any of that is there. And Drew Down, he puts out in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House, he says PG can opt out, so he does have some control to a degree. He does, but I'm going to tell him if I'm the Clippers, all right, you want to leave, you want to opt out, I'm not sending you to Golden State. You mm-hmm. can look for another trade partner,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sending you to Golden State, especially yep. for that.
Mm-hmm.
So
teams in my conference, that teams in my division, that teams in my state, yeah, like no, absolutely
better
not.
Go somewhere else. From everything that I'm hearing, that ain't happening.
I don't think that. Yeah. Well, I don't know. You're connected on this, so we'll go with that. Mm. I got hung up on like what would it matter if it did?
Mm.
Like so the Warriors don't lose the play-in game, but then what? Like no matter how I feel about the Golden State Warriors, the measurement for them isn't getting to the playoffs. It's winning a championship and nothing else.
Especially with Steph Curry.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. The sole thing that remains for the Golden State Warriors is can we get Steph Curry another championship? If the answer is it doesn't matter if you lose in the first round of the playoffs or the second round of the playoffs or the play-in or don't make the playoffs. It's all the same.
Mm.
The money's different for the Warriors because you get those extra games from the play-in or playoffs or whatever it may be. But in the end, there's no measurement of success for the Golden State Warriors with Steph Curry on this roster that is not an NBA championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure, as much as I like Paul George and Steph Curry, that's a championship team. The one thing that I get hung up on, and this goes back to why would the Clippers do this, is if the deal is just for Chris Paul, and like so Kuminga's there, like the guys that we were talking about, if they're all still there,
mm-hmm.
okay, you kind of got my attention a little bit. I'm a little frustrated with that as a Kings fan.
Yeah.
But again, it just traces back to why the hell would the Los Angeles Clippers do that?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't
Paul, you want to leave? Hey, salute. Mm-hmm. Good luck. But like you said, we're not trading you there.
Right. And I think if that was the best deal that you could get, if you were the Clippers and you were faced with, all right, this is the quote unquote best deal, or he's going to walk for nothing, would you still do the deal?
I'd let him walk for nothing.
I think I would too.
Because in the... Man,
because what I'm getting isn't changing my fortune.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I just felt like it was going to be disrespectful. I was going to say it in a more disrespectful way. Getting Chris Paul and his $30 million. Getting Chris Paul at 39 years old, and Chris Paul is a Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer, greatest traditional point guard, if you will, of this generation. That's mm-hmm.
look.
No,
at that point, I'd rather just have the cap space.
Right.
And I don't know if they...
Which
if
you might not have.
Like
yeah,
that, but,
yeah, but still.
Or I'd rather not be in the luxury.
Rather not have anything.
Like yeah. yeah.
Even I mean, Chris Paul's leaving in a year. I'm not getting anything out of this. Mm-hmm. In the end, I'm not getting anything out of this. Unless I can somehow, forgive the terms, unless I could somehow flip Chris Paul into something else.
Mm.
Mm. Like there has to be a player that comes back, whether it's Kuminga... But whoever, there has to be a player that comes back, and it has to be a player that I really believe in and love.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, hey, good luck, Paul.
Yeah. Do you think Paul leaves the Clippers?
No.
I'm starting to think I don't think he does either.
I don't think he does. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know what the issue is. You're seeing years, dollars, all of the things you would expect to see at this point. I expect Paul George to be there with.
For
Kawhi Leonard.
I think it was Anthony Slater this morning on the morning roast was talking about the holdup seems to be he wants the full 4-year extension, and the Clippers may be stuck at trying to give him a 3-year extension.
And correct me, that's what Kawhi got?
I think so. Yeah,
it's hard. I don't blame him. I don't blame him for asking for it. Like it's the Klay Thompson thing.
Are you willing to leave for it, though?
Well, that's the game of chicken.
Yeah, because I'm not willing to go to. I'm not willing to go to Atlanta. Well, maybe I would be willing to go to Atlanta, but I'm not willing to go to Charlotte for an extra year on the contract.
Run to Atlanta when you need a.
Another unfounded claim, by the way. numerous Atlanta artists like, nah, he put on, man. We appreciate him. Young Thug, yeah, nah, we rock with him. Just unfounded. Let's just go with it.
Nah, that's cool, man.
Let's go with it. This is like his only friend now, 21 Savage from Atlanta. Let's just go with it.
The 49ers have lost two Super Bowls since we've been on the air, and you've never been more in your feelings than when it comes to Drake.
I just don't. I'm not in my feelings about Drake. I just am astonished how people just believe anything and just go with anything.
Who says anyone? Is it that, or is it just catchy?
Sure.
Say Drake. Both. Say Drake is trending on Twitter right now. Hey, I'm dead serious. Say Drake is trending on Twitter right now just because people like going, say Drake.
I don't like that song. I like Euphoria. I was listening to Euphoria the other day.
Euphoria is fire.
I like that song. Absolute so much fire. So much more better than Not Like Us. I think I even like 616 better than Not Like Us.
616 is a great just.
I just think that song
example
is,
of lyricism is like, phenomenal.
It's kind of whatever. I don't think it sucks. It's just like. It's whatever. To be hearing it every single day, it's like, come on.
Every hour and 15 minutes.
Well, even outside of work.
Every time it comes on, I turn the volume up.
Even outside of work, just.
Wop, 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 up.
Well, yeah.
Paul George, so where's Klay going? Is it Orlando? So let's try this. Let's try this again. You think Paul George stays in LA?
I'm not sure. I'm not as sure as you are.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Now to be fair,
the Knicks thing kind of changed stuff a little bit too. Yeah, I thought there was a possibility.
Why do you guys think Paul George is coming back?
I don't.
I feel like everything that's been reported is that the Clippers for a few months is that they don't want to pay him what he's looking for.
Let's
and there's other teams that will.
Let's play. So,
what are the
but
other
who?
Teams?
I can't remember who tweeted out today, but I saw like the Warriors are interested in paying him like the 4 years that he wants, and he has other suitors around.
I believe that was Winhurst. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when Winhurst says stuff on Get Up or First Take,
with that guy.
I feel like he's just talking. Like sometimes I think Winhurst talks like no one's listening. Like when he tweets, he's about his business when he tweets. But when he's on those morning shows, I feel like he just says stuff.
You got to catch him on the right platform.
Because I think he was the one who said the Philadelphia 76ers have like cooled on the Paul George idea. Or maybe it was Paul George had cooled on the Philadelphia 76ers.
I think it was Philly cooled on that idea.
So it's like, so if I'm Adam Silver and I'm reading this, like, what the hell does this mean? and again, I think it's just stuff that gets said. Okay. Philadelphia cooled on the Paul George idea? All right. If I'm Joel Embiid, I'm calling Daryl Morey's dumbass. Mm. Hey, the hell are you doing? Cool. Salute. You've cooled on Paul George? Okay, what's the plan then? Because right here, you got me and Tyrese. Mm-hmm. What's the plan? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talk about you cooled on Paul George?
I agree with you. They don't have...
Sir, we don't have a starting five.
Yeah, they don't have the luxury... of cooling on a number of different people. They got to be aggressive with what they're trying to do. I think that's
there's your Zach LaVine landing spot. They could absorb the whole contract. I mean, does it make sense? No, probably not. I'm trying to figure out. We said that there probably aren't more than three Zach LaVine landing spots. I'm trying to figure out who the three are.
Feels
well,
like the
who the other two are.
Yeah, I was going to say that's one of them.
Trying to figure out who the other two are.
And hell, the Kings may be looking at it like, you don't have two
that's
other
it.
Teams
yeah,
that are
right.
trying to deal with you.
Right.
Give us a first round pick back or something like that. Like,
hey.
You don't have any in Chicago.
Yo. Give us a first round pick back. All right, fine. Deal done. Hey, Brooklyn, I got a first round pick for you. Now all of a sudden, the Kings walk away with Zach LaVine and Cam Johnson.
Now
or something.
We cooking. You can get a 2025 first round pick from Chicago. Actually, they probably wouldn't give that up, but.
Which just makes all of that, the DeRozan stuff, the LaVine stuff, it makes the trade for Giddey, all of that more confusing.
You know,
especially given the fact that they said there was draft capital out there for Alex Caruso.
A lot of people have been zagging on that in the last couple of days. Like, no, actually, a lot of people thought the Bulls lost that one. I think they got a steal. All right, settle down.
Say, Josh. No, never mind. We'll come back. Bryant West joins us. He'll give us his thoughts on some picks for...
That's the one that likes him young.
That's what I said. That's why that line fit. We'll come back. Bryant West joins us. We'll talk some Kings draft picks as we're just a couple hours away from the start of the NBA draft, which you can hear live here on ESPN 1320. Or you could join us for live at Tom's Watch Bar. We'll be out there. Right in the shadows, if you will. It's not even in the shadows. It's directly next door to the Golden One Center. We'll be there immediately following today's show. We hope that you could join us. We hope you don't go anywhere, Steelo and KC. Or as Kenny would say, don't touch that dial. Here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. It didn't suck. It was just
Which
like,
is in hindsight, like it was cool in the moment. Like, it was great, but it's like it should have been Austin.
Well, but it was anti. It was like, well, wait a minute. Okay, Cena's there.
Yeah.
Taker's there. Oh, here comes the glass. here it comes. No, Rock Bar. No, Crossroads. It's over.
I feel like it kind of took away from the finish. From it. Well, I was kind of waiting for Austin. Like, oh no, bit. Like he hit three.
So look. All right, I'm gonna zag a little bit here. What were any of them doing there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, why do we need any of in that particular match? Why do we need Cena?
Because it was the whole year and a half or whatever, was the bloodline beating up on everyone.
Well, I think it was to humble The Rock, too. I think they were all there partly because of The Rock.
Hmm. See, I saw it as like Cody getting his guys because like the bloodline's been beating everyone.
Cody ain't even got no guys.
He clearly did. John Cena showed up. Seth Rollins showed up.
I just love
Seth Rollins is the only one that Seth Rollins makes sense.
I just love that Taker just showed up in a hoodie.
Yeah, no, he's just literally, hey guys, got back from the biker meeting, yeah. So
they pulled him out of the biker bar in Philadelphia. Yeah. Hey, we need you, dog.
Yeah, what was the name of the bar? Taker, Blue Lives Matter. What? Oh, no, who's there? You ain't seen my shirts in literally every interview I do.
I didn't even realize that's what they meant.
I didn't know. I just.
All right.
They're just comfortable.
I guess JBL's on the opposite side of that recently on Twitter. Like he's kind JBL. Of he's taking a face turn, I guess.
Well, yeah, JBL's doing a Randy Orton-like turn in the way he looks at life. Maybe that's how he always looked at life. Sorry.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. I was just kind of surprised.
I'm not following JBL on Twitter. I had no idea.
JBL was at the, at the Juneteenth Festival, basically.
Well.
Him and Randy Orton. What happened, Randy Orton was like, yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong. I was dead wrong with my outlook on such and such. Randy Orton is like, I'm standing in solidarity.
All right.
Now he's got
Randy
JBL.
Orton's an ally. Well, who knew? Who knew? The Viper. He's with us.
The Viper. We hadn't heard that one in a while. I like that nickname.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Viper.
That's a good one.
The Legend Killer was a good one, too.
That's the best one.
This trade with... Mikal Bridges, Knicks, Nets. That's one of those deals that benefited everyone, right? Like, given where the Nets need to go, it worked for them.
Yeah, gave them another pass.
Yeah, given where New York is at, this was great for them. Mm-hmm. It's not a Kings-Pacers thing where both teams are going to be competitive moving forward. Mm-hmm. The Nets needed to accomplish something with this Mikal Bridges trade, and they were able to do it in a massive, massive degree with New York.
It was, to your point, it worked for everybody. You know, when you look about it, think about it in a basketball sense. As a business and building a company, I know I got a feeling. I know what you're going to say. You can't worry about that. You got to do what's best for the basketball team. Mm-mm. Boy, this just made you so irrelevant in a city where you're already struggling for relevancy.
Tune in game one to see Ben Simmons lead us.
And not only that, but don't worry about game one of the Knicks championship run, like in the same city. And you gave that to them potentially.
Has it been like, this has been the case though. Like the Nets have always just been little brother, whatever you want to call them. Like, does that really matter to them at this point, you think?
I don't know. It's like, it's almost.
Is it any different?
It's almost like if the Clippers traded Paul George to the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, that's tough. You're all, to your point, Jesse, you're already fighting an uphill battle. Now you're just going to really bury yourselves for the next 3-4 years
mm-hmm.
in hopes that you come across a guy that can build you back up.
Yeah.
That's tough. You had to, I understand the basketball, and you won't. I don't think you would have got a better deal for Mikal Bridges in a basketball sense.
I don't think
so. I understand it, but man, that's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, I think you have to.
The Knicks almost saved the Nets from themselves, to be honest.
Mm.
That could be true. Mm-hmm. And as Kyle alerted us to, Ian Bagley was the one who said there were obviously conversations about being traded. And mm-hmm. he was like, talk to the Knicks. And as you said to start this, maybe the Knicks made him an offer they can't refuse. Mm-hmm. And by reporting, that's what happened.
Yeah.
And I mean, shoot. By seeing, I mean, we joke all the time. We're not joking. We're serious. We don't talk to each other when the show's in. But the group text was going last night when that tweet came through. And it was like, yo, they did it. Like, that one, they traded Mikal. Two, man, they got more than we could have imagined. Who's the substitute teacher?
That's Reed Shepard, I think. Reed Shepard is not swagged
out. That gentleman is not old enough to be at the NBA draft.
He was a freshman.
Yeah, oh, my God. He looks more lost than Zach Wilson did the night he was drafted.
He's not lying to Taylor. He's intimidated
by
Taylor.
He also just bought his suit at, like, Sears. It was like, oh crap! It's draft night. Let's run.
Because
I think did the Macy's in New York close?
I wouldn't be surprised. That's tough,
man. I think it did.
Man,
so he had to go to Sears, right next to.
I think those are closed. Right? Are they open?
I don't know.
Yeah, Reed Shepard going top three, maybe. He's not lying to Taylor. Like, he's intimidated by Taylor Rooks.
Someone is. Oh yeah, he's scared to death. His voice. I need to hear.
Reed Shepard is the Kentucky kid.
I need to hear his voice.
Yeah, he's got the worst suit. Now.
There's no way his voice isn't cracking. I need to hear this.
Rob's a tremendous player and a tremendous person.
Oh, this kid is scared to death. Oh, poor guy. His voice is deeper than I expected, though. I expected it to sound a little more like Leezy.
Wow. Leezy, just close up the chat, bro. Yeah, just close up shop. We'll see you tomorrow, Leezy. Wow, yeah.
Don't do that.
That's tough.
Oh, they call Leezy Bruce in the chat.
Bruce.
They said he sounds like Bruce.
Oh, no.
I think Katrina started that.
That is cold.
See, look, say talking about Bruce.
Oh, man.
I love you, Leezy. Happy ass Reed up there talking to Taylor.
H-A-R.
Hey, Taylor, what's good, Kimpo?
He got up there, he said,
that was the first thing we heard.
Leezy's just minding his business at work.
Poor Leezy, stuck in the office.
Man, tough.
We love you, Leezy. You can come out to Odyssey Field Day if you want to.
Yeah, pull up, man. Leezy, I don't want to put Leezy's business out there, but man, pull up to Tom's Watch Bar. Well, ain't far, huh?
I don't think so.
Punch the clock and then, you know, pull up.
Yeah, Leezy need to pull up on.